Good morning. We have a fairly long tradition here in the church. In the summertime, we open the service with a hymn sing, and it gives us a chance to sing some old favorites from the hymnal or learn some new ones. So if any of you have a favorite or want to learn a new one, just give me a number, and we'll sing one verse, and we'll go forward doing that. And then I also have a couple of numbers just to give you a heads up. We're trying to learn new or do new ones that we haven't done in the last couple weeks. So just with that in mind, I'm looking for volunteers to give me a number.
251.
Okay. 251. Take one more. I'm sorry? 170? Okay. And if you haven't gotten called on, hold your number to next week, because we'll do this every week. Yes. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I was on vacation for 5 days, and I feel like I still am on vacation, so if I stutter, that's why. I feel like I'm still in hot Durham, North Carolina. Oh, well, good morning. I am Pastor Alicia Wood, and I am so proud to say I am the pastor here. And what I want to do right now is extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you today. The words of our theme song, Imagine the People of God, point us to an innate gift we share from God, the gift of imagination. Made in the image of God, we are endowed with the ability to create, to dream, and to form a new and right way of being with each other. In this first week of our series, we will affirm this beautiful gift and begin to imagine the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love in our communities. Today, we have also started collecting images of the people of God that have been a part of our lives. And I would like to encourage you to bring in images to share on, well, it's going to be a clothesline next week, if we can find the clothesline. We're going to put a clothesline across the communion rail. And we're going to hang the images of the people of God. So this is who we have so far. And I know there are a lot more people of God. So please bring those in the next few weeks. Now, let's remain seated, and we're going to sing, but I think Morgan's going to start us out with a solo, our theme song, and then when you're ready, feel free to join in to our theme song. Imagine the People of God.
Beth Drew. I'm delighted to be here with you, and I am the liturgist this morning. I invite you to please stand in body or spirit and join me in the call to worship as you will see it displayed on the screen. At the beginning of time and space, God gave us a world. And God gave us minds and hands to engineer the granite, to probe the forces of gravity, and to squeeze the grapes. And God filled it with the beautiful, with marble, with molds and with marigolds. At the beginning of time and space, God gave us a world, and God filled it with the comic, with croaking bullfrogs, with the buoyancy of water, and with duck-billed platypuses. Today, we raise our voices in praises of our God. Amen. Now, you don't really have to imagine the people of God because we are all surrounded by them. Take a moment and share the love of Christ with each other. And when you hear the music, that's your sign that it's time to return to your place.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable and let us sing them forward with a new song, A Mighty God We Serve.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a sing and praise the Lord. Let us sing and praise the Lord. Let us sing and praise the Lord. Let us sing and praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? I'm so glad to see all of you here today. Do you see you up there? Yes. We're looking at the picture of ourselves up on the screen. Nice. Okay, so today we're talking about imagination. So I'm wondering, what is the wildest thing that you have ever imagined? Ooh, what is it?
Flying cars.
What is it?
Flying cars.
Flying cars. Yeah, that's a good one. What else can we? What else have you imagined? Yes.
Real dinosaurs.
Real dinosaurs? Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? What else have we imagined? All right. So I have. I'm wondering if we can take a piece of paper and pass it. I'm going to send it back here. I'm going to send one back, guys, so you just take one and pass it. You can keep this one. You keep this. There you go. Okay, and then we're going to take a crayon and pass it. We're not going to use pencils because they'll go through. And what I want you to do, and this is something maybe you need to work on, take a crayon and pass it. What you might need to work on this even after this time. You might want to work on it back in your seat. But I would like you to draw a picture in your imagination of what the people of God look like. What do the people of God look like? So I say look like, but I should just say imagine the people of God, period. So how would you draw a picture of the people of God? Some people are drawing already. Some people are like, I'm not so sure what I want to do. I know what I'm going to do, but I don't want to cheat because I've been thinking about this for a week. Do you want me to draw what I'm going to draw so you can see kind of what I'm thinking? All right. This is what I'm thinking about for the people of God. This is what I hope the people of God have to offer. All right. I'm not going to show them so you guys have an idea. This is what I imagine the people of God. This is my prayer and hope for the people of God. I like yours. That's great. All right, does anyone want to talk about what they're going to draw, or do you need to think about it and get back to us next week? Ooh, a lot of thinking's going on. Do you all see the smoke? coming up out here. The smoke is coming up. They're all thinking really hard. I like it. Yeah. Yeah. What, you want to say it again? Yes. Yes. All right. So how about we pray, and then you all can go back to your seats and finish your image, your imagine what you imagine the people of God. And so we can check it out next week, or you can show me at the end of worship. All right, does that work? All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for the gift of imagination. Thank you that we are able to imagine the people of God, that we can imagine what your love might feel like and look like, and that we can imagine sharing that with other people. Be with us today and always as we learn what that means and how that fits into our lives and how it fits into the lives of the people around us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming up and talking with me and drawing. And will you show me either at the end of worship? You can take that with you. You can take your crayon with you. Show me at the end of worship, or you can show me next week, okay? All right, so please go sit with whoever brought you, and I don't remember what's next because, oh, so what's next is this, and it's okay that I sent them. We are going to, you want a new crayon? Nope. So the next thing we're doing is bringing in new members of our church, and I'm really, really excited about this. This has been a long time coming for both of the people who are going to join our church today, so come on up. Polly, and come on up, Bob, and I'm going to give this back so I don't forget. This was over here. All right. Would you like to lean? I guess? Okay, good. All right, so here we have, yep, you can stand right here, Polly. Good. Here we have, hold on a second. So today we have Polly Burtis. And we have Bob Weaver. And both of them have been coming to our church for quite some time and have wanted to join the church, and we've just been fitting in schedules. So I am so grateful that you're here and that you're making this commitment today. All right. When we join the church through baptism, transfer membership, or reaffirm our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So, I didn't ask permission ahead. Polly, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And Bob, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through the water and Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As new members of this congregation, will you participate in its ministry? If so, say, we will. We will.
We will.
Yes. Yes. Will you support it with your prayers, presence, your gifts, and your service? If so, say, we will.
We will.
Do you understand our mission to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit? And do you commit to do that work? If so, say, we do.
We do.
All right, to all of you, members of the congregation, members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your loving care. Do all your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Please welcome them. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that may live in grace and peace. Amen.
Come to the coffee hour.
Okay, so Bob is giving his take on things. Come to coffee hour, because he wants to get to know you, right? You believe in fellowship, yes. Do you have a message for us, since Bob gave his message?
Go Steelers.
Go Steelers. Okay. Well, thank you both. I'm so grateful you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome.
Can you hold over here just for a minute? As we enter into our prayer time, please take a moment and offer a prayer for Polly and Bob, that their participation in the life of this church may be all that they can imagine that it might be, that they may grow spiritually, personally, making new friends, studying the Word of God, and actively serving God's people. Welcome. If you would like your prayer read today as part of worship, you can pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. And are we going to do it? Yep. Jeff is holding his prayer slip up right there. So you can do what Jeff is doing if you have a prayer slip this morning. And the ushers will pick it up. And you can choose this morning and any morning to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time by singing the song As the Deer.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Dear God, we have named people, places, and situations that are on our hearts today. Still more is too deep for speech and remains unspoken. We hold these concerns for each other and offer it all up to you. God, in your mercy.
As we experience our prayer time in community, we will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. When we speak the Lord's Prayer, you are invited to speak it in whatever language or tone that you feel closest to God. And I want us to pause now, center into our quietness, get comfortable in your seats, sit tall, take a deep breath, breathe in, breathe out, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, breath of life. Come in the cool breeze that cuts through the humid heat. Come in the sun-infused, sparkling waters of rivers and creeks, ponds, lakes, oceans, and that feeling of coolness on hot feet from walking there. hum through fresh-cut grass, bird song, quiet summer dusks, and thunderstorms. Come through our hard and holy thoughts of young boys in caves, of people feeling rage and righteousness, of those who have and continue to face oppression, of landscapes that cannot be put back together. Come through the stories written in scripture, published in print, whispered among friends. Come through the songs we sing, the words we proclaim, the prayers we raise. Come, Holy Spirit, in our bewilderment, in our stumbling and our mumbling, in our energy and in our courage. Come, Holy Spirit, breath of life, come into us and go through us. Touch us as we touch others. Be with us as we be in the world and with you and in all that we say and that we do and that we are. Come, Holy Spirit, breathe into us as we pray the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God's kingdom becomes real as we use our imagination to reshape the world for love. We must imagine and then we must act together. So please stand in body or spirit and join with me in singing "I Dream of a Church." Please stand.
I dream of a church where everyone is welcome. I dream of a place we all can call home. I dream of a world where justice is flowing, with hope and peace growing, and God's will is done. Make it so. Make it so. We pray for the day. Make it so. We dream of a world where love reigns among us and your will is done. Oh God, make it so. God, fill our hearts to reach out in welcome. Make us to see your vision once more. Oh, think of a world where our hands are your hands. We offer ourselves. Oh God, make it so. Make it so. Make it so. We pray for the day. Make it so. We dream. and your will is done. O God, make it so.
Please be seated. In our scripture this morning, Paul is encouraging. Well, actually, Paul is strongly encouraging the people of the church at Ephesus to explore and experience the immense love of God. This passage sounds very much like what Pastor Alicia said to us 2 weeks ago when we were celebrating the big ideas that have been birthed from this congregation. I am reading from the Message translation, chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. If you would like to follow along or read further, you can find it on page 261 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible. Hear these words. I ask God that with both feet planted firmly on love, you will be able to imagine with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb the depths, rise to the heights, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. Today we will take a short look at the background of our scripture. We'll watch a short video and then use our imagination as we dream of a church. Yeah. Ephesians was written in the late 80s or in the 90s, basically the very late first century. And it is one of the disputed letters of Paul, so Paul probably didn't write it. It was probably one of his followers. And it may or may not have been written in Ephesus or to Ephesus. And it seems very much like the book of Colossians. It was probably a standard letter written by Pauline followers that were sending these letters to house churches after Paul's death, to imagine what the church was to look like, act like, together, and dream of how to interact with the outside world. And wow, how much we need to reread and reread Ephesians. What can you imagine the people of God look like or act like? What can you imagine God wants the world to look like or act like? Looking to our scripture, Paul and the book of Ephesians says that there's no longer Jews and Gentiles. Now there's this new thing, this new category called Christ followers or Christians. And I ask you, are Christ followers one group or divided up once again? Somehow when we think we know who the people of God are, we are challenged once again. Do we have an upstairs church and a downstairs church here? And I'm wondering, why are we not talking about improving the basement bathrooms? Well, I have a little video for you. And I just want to tell you a little about it. It is from Tony Campolo. And he was, I'm going to give you the short synopsis to get to the video.
He was in Honolulu. It was late one night, and he was hungry, so he was looking for a place to eat. And he couldn't find anything to eat on the main street, so he went to a side street. And on the side street, he found this really greasy spoon diner, like really gross. And he goes into the description of how gross it was. And so he orders from a very interesting character, probably the manager or owner of the diner, a cup of coffee and a donut. And so as he thinks about if he really wants to eat the donut and drink the coffee in this really greasy spoon, several prostitutes come in and they sit around him. And he's at the counter. So one prostitute says to the second prostitute, "Tomorrow's my birthday." And the second prostitute says, "That's great. Do you want us to sing you happy birthday? I mean, you know, like, what's the big deal? Blah, blah, blah," and kind of puts the first one down. And the first prostitute says, no big deal. I've never had a party or anything like that before, so, you know, whatever, don't bother. And that's where our video comes in.
Every prostitute in Honolulu was squeezed into this place. I mean, people, it was wall-to-wall prostitutes and me. 3:30 in the morning, the door opens. In comes Agnes and her friends. I got everybody poised, everybody ready. The minute she walks through the door, we yell, "Happy birthday, Agnes!" and all start cheering like mad. I've never seen anybody so stunned in my life. Her knees buckled. They steadied her and got her and sat her down on a chair. And we started singing, "Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, dear Agnes." And when they brought out the cake, she lost it and started to cry. Harry just stood there with a the cake, and finally he said, "All right, Agnes, knock it off. Blow out the candles, Agnes. Come on, blow out the candles." She tried, and she couldn't, so he blew out the candles and handed her the knife and said, "Now cut the cake. Come on now, cut the cake." She sat there for a long moment, and then she said to me, "Is it all right if I don't cut the cake?" She said, "What I'd really like to do is take the cake home and show it to my mother." I said, "It's your cake." She stood up. I said, "Do you have to do it now?" She said, "I live two doors down. Let me take the cake home. I'll bring it right back. I promise." She picked up the cake. She pushed through the crowd and out the door. And as the door swung slowly shut, dead silence. The whole group was stunned. I didn't know what to say. Finally, after a few uneasy moments, I said, "What do you say we pray?" It's weird looking back on it now. A sociologist leading a prayer meeting with a bunch of prostitutes at 3:30 in the morning in a diner in Honolulu was the right thing to do, and I prayed that God would deliver her from what dirty, filthy men had done to her, usually starting like it, you know, when they're about 12 or 13, and then they're ruined and hurt. And when I finished praying that God would make her new, that God would give her back everything that had been taken from her, I said amen and lifted my eyes, and Harry was right in my face. He said, "Hey, Camp Paulo, you told me you were a sociologist. You're no sociologist. You're a preacher. What kind of church you belong to?" In one of those moments when you come up with just the right words, I said, "I belong to a church that throws birthday parties for whores at 3:30 in the morning." I thought that was a clever answer. I'll never forget his response. He looked back and he said, "No, you don't. No, you don't." He said, "I would join a church like that."
Imagine a church like that. Jesus said, community is important. God's big idea was to have church people, Christians, redeem the world with God's help. God's strategic plan for the world was and is us living out our call to what John Wesley called social holiness, to share God's love with all people. Our theme song is Imagining What people of God look like, but ways in which they act or behave. Jesus said, love God, love neighbor, both actions. The quote I like from this worship series is, life is about using the whole box of crayons. God gave humanity the gift of imagination. Therefore, we, the church, need to include all kinds of people. People who look like us, people who don't look like us. And we need to be caring and sharing, imagining, loving, and believing in possibilities. Our scripture says, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. But scripture continues, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. As we use our God-given gift of imagination, as we are stretched and challenged, let's trust what God is telling us. Let's use our imagination and try not to chicken out on God's strategic plan to love everyone. Amen.
As our worship continues toward the end, our service out in the community, doing those things we might imagine, just begins. And there's many things happening at University Church. There's lots of them in your bulletin. I'm just going to highlight a few. 18 months or so ago, some people imagined that for those of us who work on Sundays or vacation on the weekends in the summer, we ought to have a second worship service. So I just want to remind you, if you're in that position, remember Thursday nights, right in the gathering room, right behind me, is the worship service. It's at 6 o'clock. You're out by 7. There's a few refreshments if you want to hang around, but you can be on your way, and that's another opportunity to just connect with God. I also want to remind you that this coming Sunday, let's see, at 11:30, there's going to be a group of people who are interested in interpretive dance. So imagine what that might be like and consider coming to that. And then thirdly, I'm going to try to hum a tune. We'll see how I go. And I want you to tell me what it means. Okay? You ready? Do, 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 do. Baseball. All right. Very good. My harmony wasn't quite that bad. But you got it. July 17th at 6:45 is a baseball game, and it's United Methodist night, so you can come early in the parking lot. There's the biggest tailgate party you've ever seen from Methodists all around Central New York. You bring a dish and put on the table, and by the time you get to the end of the table, there's hot dogs there that the Methodist men do, and if you like to sing, we all get to gather around home plate and sing the national anthem. It's fun, so be sure to let Mary know in the office that you'd like to get a ticket. That's on the 17th, and that's on the back side of your bulletin. So those are a couple things to highlight, and there's many other things to do. And in order to accomplish these things and to imagine other things, obviously what God is calling us to do, we need to support that work with our resources, our time, our talents, and our monetary gifts. And so this is a time now for our offering. And if you are here for the first time, though, let me tell you, we don't expect anything from you. But the regulars, the ushers, will be collecting the offering as we are blessed with a song. And remember your attendance slip, those little yellow slips, those can go in the offering plate now, too.
Praise be the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody praise the Lord. Praise be the sound of the trumpet. Praise God with the lute and the harp. Praise God with the timbrel and dancing. Praise God wherever you are. Praise be the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody praise the Lord.
Just imagine living your life fully embracing God's love. Imagine God's love infusing everything that we do. Please remain standing and join me in the responsive prayer of dedication. At the beginning of time and space, God gave us a world. And God gave us responsibilities to the earth and all of its inhabitants to love it and to nurture it with curiosity and creativity. Let us give praise and thanksgiving to God, our Creator. Many times we remain somewhat blind to the beauty of the world and to the wonders of its people and to the power of God's love in our lives. Please remain standing and join with me in singing, Open My Eyes That I May See. This is number 454 in your hymnal, and of course, it's displayed on the screen.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready my heart, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Go from this place to show up in the world. Imagine the things that we and God can do together. Show up to all its pain and beauty. Show up for yourself, for your neighbor, and for those who went before, and for the sake of all that is living on this earth. Go in peace and courage, for God goes with you. Amen.